In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is the 23rd of August. This one is a Tuesday. Good as always to have you along, everybody. A tale of two stocks to get us going today. The yin and the yang, if you will, of today's tech economy. On the cutting edge, ticker symbol TSLA, Tesla, which announced a new battery for its cars this afternoon. A new battery that will make Tesla's the first production electric cars to go more than 300 miles on a single charge. A milepost, yes, but apparently not one investors gave much of a hoot about. Shares up a mere 0.8% at the bell. Best Buy, on the other hand, BBY on your ticker if you're playing along at home. Nobody's idea of a cutting-edge electronics retailer. Had a monster day, up 19% after a huge jump in profits. Investors and probably non-investors, too, were surprised, given all the constant talk of Amazon crushing those brick-and-mortar retailers. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on why and how Best Buy, which is 50 years old this week, 5-0, why it hasn't gone the way of Radio Shack or Circuit City.
Techies love to snicker at the idea of walking into a Best Buy, but the world is still full of people who don't want to make big technology purchases online. RJ Hottovy is Morningstar's senior retail analyst.
Best Buy is a place where people who are a little bit more uncomfortable about technology perhaps make their purchases. And I think that's helping drive results. It is still a place where people can go out and try out the latest technologies.
And this is part of why CEO Hubert Joly, in a call with Wall Street analysts, embraced Best Buy's brick and mortar side.
Given the complexity of technology and the needs of our customers, our stores are a key asset for us. The level of proficiency and engagement of our associates is continuing to increase.
He cites higher customer satisfaction scores as evidence investments in employee training are paying off. The company has also cut costs so it can offer shoppers competitive prices in stores and on its website. Online sales in the U.S. grew 24%. Citigroup's Kate McShane follows the company.
Best Buy has reached, you know, a very good balance of investing in the store and online, and because of that, they've survived and they've prospered.
Down the road, emerging products may bring more shoppers into Best Buy stores. It's hard to see what the fuss is over a 4K television unless you see one in person, much like virtual reality, as John Talbot of Indiana University's Business School explains.
We're talking about pretty expensive devices and a technology where there, you know, there's limited understanding, and obviously you have to actually try them.
It's still tough out there, but Best Buy is a long way from being one more brick-and-mortar casualty. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.